We're having a special class about the prayer of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to work with the Mitzuda Machzor. That's what we have here, the linear Machzor for Rosh Hashanah. And our prayers really begin with the night of Rosh Hashanah, but perhaps before we discuss that, we'll take a minute to discuss page 1, the annulment of vows. So we have a custom that before Rosh Hashanah, on the morning before usually we do this, and that'll be this year Sunday morning, right after the Shachrit prayer, we convene a court. We take 3 kosher Jews and 3 adult males, and they are the court, and they do for us a Tarat Nedarim. They're going to sit there, and we're going to say before them, listen, here are the judges. If I've ever taken on a vow, anything I said, and I regret it now, I'm hereby, even if I've accepted upon myself to do something positive, I regret that I said it in the form of a vow. This is before Rosh Hashanah on Sunday morning. This year, Rosh Hashanah is Sunday night. And then the court listens, and then they say they should all be annulled. And then we make a declaration. I am hereby declaring publicly that anything I'll say from now on in the form of a vow, I regret it. I regret saying it in the form of a vow. From now on, you should know if I ever say something in the form of a vow, I don't mean it. So that's the form of Hatarat Nedarim. Our custom is to do that the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Now let's move forward. Arvit is the regular Ma'ariv, like on a Friday night. And then we enter the Shmona Esrei, okay? Just before the Shmona Esrei, our custom is on page 39 that we say a verse that reflects the holiday. So on a Friday night, just before Shmona Esrei, we say the Parsha of Shabbos, right? Yom HaShishi V'Echudu HaShemayim. Or Vishamru, I'm sorry, Vishamru V'nei Sadat HaShabbat. And on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we say Tiku V'Chode Shofar. We blow the shofar on the new moon. Ba'kese, kese could mean a set time. Or kese could mean the covered time. The time that the moon is mechuse, is covered. Leyom chagenu, it's the one holiday we have where the moon is covered. Every other holiday is when the moon is more revealed. Most holidays are on the 15th, full moon, Pesach Sukkos. Then Shavuos is on the 6th. But this is the one holiday that's on the new moon where it's covered. Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. It is our statute that this is the time that the God of Jacob, Hashem, judges the world. And then we start Shmona Esrei. If you look on page 41, we have the first edition on the night of Rosh Hashanah. This edition will hold out for the 10 days through Yom Kippur. We add in the first blessing, you guys have it, page 41, Zochreinu lechayim, remember us for life, Melech hafetz b'chayim, king who desires life. And this is a key theme in Rosh Hashanah. We are not approaching Hashem who wants us dead. We are approaching Hashem who wants us alive. We're coming into it, and we know that the king wants a good outcome for us. So we mention that in our prayer. Remember us for life, Hashem, who desires life. You want us to come out good. V'chotveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, inscribe us in the book of life. Some say that that's actually the name of the book of life, sefer ha'chaim. Lema'ancha Elokim chaim, for your sake, living God. Sometimes we say, I don't know if I have merits. By what right am I requesting? But for your sake, very often Hashem says, I do it for my sake. And if you'll note, in the first blessing, we say it every day. Leman shemo ba'ava, go up 4 lines. You see, we conclude the first blessing. We also say, for the sake of His name. We begin Shmona Esrei and we say, maybe I don't deserve it. Now this idea stems from a verse in Ezekiel. The Navi in Yechezkel says, when we were in Egypt, we were misbehaving. We had adopted pagan ways. And God sent us the prophet Aaron, who told us, stop your pagan ways, I want to take you out of Egypt. And the Jews wouldn't listen. And Hashem said, I'll banish them among the nations. Then, va'as the man shmi. Hashem says, I did it for the sake of my name. So we learn from Hashem that there exists such a concept, that even if we don't deserve it, Hashem does it for the sake of His name. We say it in benching also, ba'vur shemo ha'gadol. And for the sake of His great name. We move forward, and on page 42, we see another addition. Mi chamocha avrachamim. Who is like you, Father of Mercy? They translate it as Merciful Father. But really, it could be translated as Father of Mercy, or Merciful Father. You remember your creatures for life out of mercy. We did not mention mercy previously, because previously we were speaking about Hashem as our King, Melech Chafetz Bachaim. But we have a dual theme in these 10 days. On the one hand, Hashem is our King. On the other hand, He is our Father. And both themes play out in Rosh Hashanah. So now we're turning to the theme of Hashem being our Father. That's what we said, Ava Rachamim. So now we also say, remember us out of compassion. Compassion is what you ask of a father. It's not what you ask of a king. A king, you say, you want life. That's what you want. We move forward. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh, bottom of the page. U'kadoshim v'chol yom yaleluch ha'sela. So in that third blessing, Ata kadosh, where we discuss Hashem being unique, special, separate, so holy above everything else, we don't finish that blessing. We start additions within that blessing, and only later we will finish it. So let's see those additions. If you notice, look at page 43, uvechein ten pachdecha. Page 44, uvechein ten kavod. Page 45, uvechein tzadikim. Okay, so we have three times we're going to say uvechein. And so, uvechein is a code word. Where does the word uvechein appear in Tanakh? We find it when Esther is speaking to Mordechai. Mordechai tells her, go to the king. Esther says, I could die. This is not the way things are done around here. You walk in uninvited, you could die. Mordechai says, what do you want us to do? She says, everyone should pray and fast for 3 days. And so, I will go in before the king, even though it's improper, even though it's not fitting. Uvechein. That's where she uses the word uvechein. And so our sages wanted us to think a little bit about this magnificent concept that we're coming before the omnipotent, and to realize it's not really fit. It's our job. We're going to do it. We're going to pray. We're going to talk to him. But have we really prepared ourselves? Are we really worthy of doing that? So we begin the prayer with Uvechein, reminding ourselves of Esther, who said Uvechein, and so I will go in even though it's not proper. Uvechein, and so in my Siddur I write that. And I always pause after Uvechein to let it have a little bit of an impact on myself. Let me remember what's going on here. You know, we'll see something interesting. If we turn to the prayer of the first day for a second, the Chazan, before he begins his prayer, the Chazan has a little bit of a discussion about how, page 218, he says he's awestruck to open his mouth and speak before the one who is so awesome and terrifying, and yet we're so deficient in our actions. So if you look on page 218, Yareti bifzoach bifzoti siach lashchil. I am awestruck on page 218 to begin with my voice and prayer. Kumi lechalot pnei nora v'dachil, as I rise to plead before the one who is so awesome and terrifying. V'katonti mas, and my actions are so minimal. Lachen azchil. Now the word azchil, it says in the commentary of Rabbeinu Shlomo on the Siddur, that the word azchil should not be translated I am in fear, but rather I arouse within myself fear. And so the Chazan says, I realize the facts, but I also realize I have to work on myself to connect to the facts. We're coming to Rosh Hashanah, and we can talk about it, but if we don't stop to think about it, then we won't have that awe. You want to walk into prayer and feel awe? The Chazan himself says, Azchil, I will work on myself to have that awe that I should have in approaching the prayer. I know the facts. I know I'm not worthy. I know I'm such a little speck in the grand scheme of the world, so many people, so much time, generations, each one comes and stands there, Rosh Hashanah, and talks before their Ribono Shel Olam. But that's what their Ribono Shel Olam wanted. Ah, but we should also recognize our place. Okay, I have to recognize my place, I have to work on that. Coming back to, so that's what I mentioned, that in my Shemone Esrei, I stop after the word Uvechein to try and get the impact to come in, to think for a second, what am I doing here? Tein pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu akol maasecha. In every Shmone Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we will say these paragraphs here. Shachris, Musaf, Ma'ariv, Mincha. Every prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will have these additions. So let's make sure we understand them. We're asking that Hashem's awe should be upon all His creations. Ve'imatchal kol ma shebarata, everything you created should have fear of you, respect of you. Ve'irucha kol ha'masim yishtachvu lefanecha kol ha'bruim. And then all the actions, everything you've created will bow before you. Ve'yasu kulam aguda achat, they will unite la'asot ritzoncha b'levav shelem, to do your will with a complete heart. And here we see many, many, many themes here. There are so many concepts here. Number one, if there were only respect of Hashem, then we could unite. What divides us? If I'm really respectful of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I had a conversation with a rabbi this afternoon, and I said to him, you know, it's not only L'shem Shamayim. We have a personal interest in this story. If it doesn't work out right, we're in trouble. I mean, in trouble practically. It's gonna be problematic for a lot of people. So he said to me a line which blew me away. He said to me, my personal interest in the outcome, I wouldn't work so hard. But if it's for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then for sure I have to work hard. I was saying, you know, we have to do this because it's the right thing, but we also have to realize that if we don't do this, the outcomes are going to be harmful to a lot of people. And he said, the harm that it'll cause me, for that I wouldn't fight. But I'm willing to work on it, because it's in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, it's a very nice level. I respect that. That's beautiful. So the reason there's divisiveness here, we're saying, let everyone have awe of you. Why don't people serve Hashem? They don't have awe. They don't have respect. If there would be that awe, that's step one. That's what we always say, that Yirat Shamayim, the fear of heaven, the awe of heaven, is the key to everything else. If I respect, I have awe of heaven, so then it follows that I will perform the mitzvot. Very often a person wants to serve Hashem, but he wants to serve Hashem better than his neighbor. If everyone's going to do what I do, then I'm not special. I want to be unique. True fear of Hashem means I want everyone united. If it's not a question of ego, if it's a question of serving Hashem, so then the most natural thing is for everyone to unite. La'asot ritzoncha, to do Hashem's will, b'levav shelem, with a complete heart. One of the difficulties is that when we do the will of Hashem, is our heart complete? I can do it to a degree. Don't push me. If I've got a complete heart, if I've done it with levav shalem, if your whole heart is into it, so then everything, you're willing to put everything into it. Kmo shiadanu Hashem Elokeinu shasholtan lefanecha, as we know Hashem, that the truth is that you're the ruler of everything. There's might in your left hand, there's strength in your right hand, and your name is awesome over everything you've created. So we're making a declaration. Our Shmona Esrei begins with a declaration. Part of the theme of Rosh Hashanah is that we're talking about the world as a clear, correct world. We're aspiring for that. You ask a person on any other day other than Rosh Hashanah, you ask him, is Hashem's name awesome over everything else? Well, I don't know. People ignore it. People don't respect Hashem. But on Rosh Hashanah, we speak about how the world should be. We speak about where we'd like the world to be. And we speak about the truths that we're aware of. You'll ask a person, but deep down in your heart, is your heart complete or you still got work to do? I got work to do. So then what are you doing on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, I'm putting that work on the side. And Rosh Hashanah, I have one day where I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the king. I know you're the king. You created us, you're judging us, and I recognize that. There are other days of the year that you'll ask me, and I got other questions. I don't exactly understand everything you do. I have a lot of questions of why you run the world this way or that way. I can't say I understand everything. But that's the point of Rosh Hashanah is that that's on the side. That's not relevant today. Today I speak about the fact that you're the king. Uvechein, and so, being that you are the king, and the world should recognize that you're running the show, we also ask, Tin kavod Hashem le'amecha, let your people have honor, let those who seek you and respect you and honor you, let them have glory, we represent you in this world. May we be allowed to speak as we yearn for you, because what happens is, when you're yearning for the Ribbono Shel Olam, people say, Be'emor elai kol hayom, as King David said, all day long they tell me, Ayei Elokecha, where's your God now? Famous picture of a Nazi standing with a stick over an old Jew, and he's beating him and saying, where's your God now? Tell me you're the chosen people now. So we've been living through this for centuries. where people ask, where are you? Where's their bon shom? We ask Hashem, give us hope. Give us that honor that we will be allowed to speak as we yearn for you. And that part of that is Simcha le'artzecha, may there be happiness in your land. Sason le'irecha, your city, Jerusalem, may it rejoice. Utzmichat kerem le'David avdecha, and may the horn of David, the leadership of the Davidic house, start rising. Va'arichat ner le'ven yishai mishichecha b'imera v'yamenu. And Hashem should establish the candle of the son of Yishai, his Mashiach, quickly in our days. So the second part here is Hashem should take note of us. So the first part was about Hashem being king, what we call Malchuyot. The second part is our place in the world. Hashem, help us do our role in the world. That's Zichronot. Technically, this combination, you guys learned about Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot, that combination is possibly biblical. That's what we say in the Musaf prayer. But our sages alluded to it in the beginning of every prayer. What we're saying now, these paragraphs, each one alludes to one of those concepts. So the first one was Malchuyot, the second one is Zichronot, and finally Shofarot, we anticipate the great blowing of the shofar, Uvechein, again we're starting with that, Tzadikim Yehu V'Yismachu. The righteous will see all this and they'll rejoice. Visharim ya'alozu. Those who are honest, those who are straight, will also celebrate and be jubilant. V'chasidim birina yagilu v'olat ha'tikpotz pia. The pious will give joyous song and injustice will close its mouth. That's a reference to who? Who's called Olata? We're talking about Edom. We're talking about Edom. United States, Russia, UN. Now, whoever you want to put under that, they will close their mouth. One of our issues is that they always speak badly about us. In Daniel, the kingdom of Edom is represented as the one who has a big mouth that speaks even against their bon shalom. They always have interesting comments to make about the Jewish people, and that's been our history. So, olata tikpotz pia, injustice, iniquity will close its mouth. V'chol harisha kula kashan tichle, wickedness will vanish like smoke. One of the issues with smoke is that you can't see beyond the smoke. When you look, what you see is smoke. You can't see. But if you realize, hey, it's all smoke, it's all going to pass. It's not real. So that's the perspective we should have. The problem is that smoke can make it difficult to breathe. You know, smoke can affect you. What we sometimes have to regain perspective. When we look at the wickedness of the world, there are moments where it feels like they're running the show. And we remind ourselves, they're a smoke screen. They seem like they have the power. There's someone else pulling the strings. V'chol harisha kula kashan tichle. Wickedness should vanish like smoke. Ki tavir memshel zadon min ha'aretz. Because Hashem, you will remove the rule of what zadon? Evil that's purposeful. Meaning there's people who do things that are wrong, it's a mistake. Zadon is those who do it purposely, which is again a code for Edom. They will be removed from the land. So that brings us to the final point. Hashem, you will be king al kol ma'asech over all that you created. Be'artzion mishkan kvodecha, where's the capital on Zion? Uvirushalayim yirkodshecha, as it says in the holy works, Hashem is king forever. Hashem who is the God of Zion, hallelujah. So that brings us to the conclusion. And again, on page 46, instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem Akel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, page 46. Hashem, who is the Holy King. Okay. So we did a part of prayer. I think we'll pause here. And